Connections. Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Books Service News, Innovative Services and Community. Volume 7, Number 1, Winter, 2016. Postal Carrier of the Year Recognition. It's that time again. Time to nominate your postal carrier for the 2015 Postal Carrier of the Year Recognition. This is your chance to share all those special things your postal carrier does when delivering your Talking Books Service, TBS, books and equipment. Nominating is easy. Just complete the form on the back of this page. Fax it to 208-334-4016 or mail it to Idaho Talking Books Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Attention, Sue Walker. Applications must be submitted by Friday, March 25th, 2016. The winner will be announced in July 2016. A committee composed of TBS users and staff will review the nominations and recommend a recipient to the Talking Books Service Advisory Committee at its June meeting. Both the winner and his or her post office will be awarded certificates at the post office by Talking Books Service staff. The nominating TBS user will be invited to participate and offer congratulations in person. In addition, all nominated carriers will be notified and thanked for their quality service. Criteria and instructions for submitting the nomination are on the back of this page. Please tear out the page, complete the form, and return to the Idaho Talking Books Service by March 25th. All TBS users will also receive a nomination form in the mail in late February. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Books Service. General donations. Ralph Alexander, Kenneth Soundy and Sheila Anderson, Helen and Rick Bergamon, Lucille Bickett, Michael Burnett, Lita Carlson, Irma and Thomas Connors, Patricia Curtis, Mr. and Mrs. Meredith Dexter, William and Joyce Dodge, R. Fager, Faye Gilkey, Fern and Leon Graham, Helen Grant, Darlo and Betty Jean Hansen, Mark Johnson and Paul Johnson, Rosemary Kunkel, Susan Lambeth, Maxine Lovin, R.J. and Duane Messersmith, Dorothy Ann Outs, Hazel Pace, F.B. and Verla Peter, Bill Purdom, Andrew Reiner, Lila Hamley and Noe Rodriguez, Alvin Silvius and Letta Ruth Silvius, Jim and Darlene Sutterfield, Nancy Sims, Carol Tyler, Daisy and Sydney Ullery, Yolanda Wardell, Jeannie Nelson and Diane Wilson, Dorma Call Wood, Joan Wyant. Memorial donations for Bob Bopp, Bobby and Esther Bopp, for Mac Dinwiddie, Paula and Bill Cronin, Vaughn and Diane Sank, for Kenneth Fallon Sr., Kenneth Fallon Jr., Kenneth and Elizabeth Fallon, for David Finch, Catherine Finch, for Paul Fritz, Carrie Allred, Mary Wigner, for Jean Morgan, Marion Barton, for Keith Skeeter Powell, Betty Adams, family of Leith and Verl Jean Somson. For Robert, Bob Swanson. Dan and Judy Hutter. Randolin and Mike Hutter. Patricia Lee. Bud and May Neuenhaus. Jana Lee Reiger. Ramona Swanson. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all of those to be notified when you make a donation. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries. Mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Thanks to all for your generosity. Idaho Day, 2016. March 4th, 2016 is Idaho Day. In 2014, the Idaho Legislature established March 4th as Idaho Day, to be observed each year with a proclamation from the governor and programs at the Capitol, as well as events and activities in communities statewide. The theme for Idaho Day 2016 is Idaho Heroes, Past or Present, and everyone is encouraged to learn about and celebrate their favorite heroes. The New Books order form in this Talking Book Service TBS newsletter describes 10 book titles that include people, real or fictitious, whose Idaho's stories are heroic in some way, such as overcoming obstacles, displaying perseverance, exploring the state, or exemplifying leadership. Check out the titles on pages 6 through 8 of the order form and see if there are Idaho heroes you would like to read more about. Idaho Day is supported by several state agencies that partnered to create online resources at www.history.idaho.gov/Idaho Day. This site helps people connect, discover, and educate about all things Idaho. In addition to ordering an Idaho Hero book or checking out the Idaho Day website, you can consider the following activities. Idaho Citizen Resources at http://lili.org/citizen. You can find links to listen to the Idaho Legislature in session and more. Virtual Capitol Tour at http://idahoptv.org/productions/specials/capital-of-light/tour.cfm. You can tour each floor of the Idaho Capitol and the exterior grounds from your computer. Idaho Historical Timeline at http://history.idaho.gov/history_timeline. You can find information about people, places, and events that make up Idaho history. Celebrations nourish the human spirit, and Idaho Day is a great opportunity to commemorate our past, appreciate our present, and aspire to an even better future. Talking Book Service, 10 Squared Club. Recent centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club. Ruby Clifton, Nampa, born January 4, 1916. Helen Taylor, Boise, born February 10, 1916. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New, locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed order form. Select the numbers of the titles that you want and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Books service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC-00790. Dove Creek, a novel. Author, Paula Marie Comer. Adult fiction, read by Chris Query. Dove Creek is a wise, eloquent, fiercely honest fictional chronicle of a young woman's venturesome journey from her bare-bones Kentucky background to the Nez Perce Indian Reservation in Idaho. She finds a new life as a much-loved healer, a blonde, female, hillbilly shaman whose self-destruction and dogged perseverance come together in a novel of intimacy that crosses the boundaries of culture and time. Published 2010. Some Strong Language, 8 hours, 50 minutes. DBC-00841. Minidoka, an American Concentration Camp. Author, Teresa Tamura. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Marion Stevens. On February 19, 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, authorizing U.S. Armed Forces to remove citizens and non-citizens from military areas. The result was the abrupt dislocation and imprisonment of 120,000 Japanese and Japanese-American citizens in the western U.S. In this book, photographer Teresa Tamura documents one of 10 such camps, the Minidoka War Relocation Center in Jerome County, Idaho, and its survivors, all uprooted from their homes in Alaska, California, Oregon, and Washington. She also documents many artifacts that were made in the camps. Published 2013. 6 hours, 45 minutes. DBC-00845. Ancient Echoes. Author, Joanne Pence. Adult Fiction. Read by Marion Stevens. Over 200 years ago, a covert expedition shadowing Lewis and Clark disappeared into the wilderness of central Idaho. Now, 7 anthropology students and their professor vanish in the same area. The key to finding them lies in an ancient secret that men throughout history have sought to unveil. Michael Rempart is a brilliant archaeologist, but he is plagued by a troubling sense of the supernatural and a mysterious spiritual intuitiveness. Joining Rempart are a CIA consultant on paranormal phenomena, a washed-up local sheriff, and a former scholar of Egyptology. All must overcome their personal demons as they attempt to save the students and prevent the return of an ancient evil. Published 2013. Some Strong Language. 13 hours, 30 minutes. Books about Idaho heroes, past and present. DB 068564. Housekeeping. Author, Marilyn Robinson. Adult Fiction. Read by Aaron Jones. Ruth and her younger sister, Lucille, are haphazardly raised by their extended family in the small lakeside town of Fingerbone, Idaho. Their grandmother cares for them until her death, then two bumbling great aunts take over, and finally, eccentric aunt Sylvie looks after them. Published 1980. 5 hours, 35 minutes. DBC 00781. The Fifth Generation, A Nez Perce Tale. Author, Linwood Laufey. Adult Fiction. Read by Carla Stern. Trapped between 1950s American culture and the ancestral voices that haunt him, a 31-year-old Nez Perce man faces a choice between self-destruction or burning a rural Idaho town to the ground. A shaman, a pawnbroker, and a lover help Isaac Moses, while the lives of four generations of his ancestors provide historical context in an ultimately triumphant tale. Published 2009. Some Strong Language. 6 hours, 33 minutes. VDB 00166. Fighting the Odds, The Life of Senator Frank Church. Author, Leroy Ashby. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Larry Weeks. Frank Church stood at the center of searing national debates, emerging as one of the 20th century's most respected and influential senators. Published 1995. 30 hours, 42 minutes. VDB 00212. In the Wilderness, Coming of Age in Unknown Country. Author, Kim Barnes. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Carla Stern. A journey towards adulthood against an interior landscape as awesome, wondrous, and fraught with hidden peril as the great Idaho forest itself. Published 1996. For high school and adult readers, Some Strong Language. 8 hours, 6 minutes. VDB 00522. 1,000 Pieces of Gold, A Biographical Novel. Author, Ruth Ann Lum McCunn. Adult Fiction. Read by Jane Moore. This biographical novel of a Chinese woman, an early American heroine in the Old West, is the story of Lalu Nathoy, later known as Polly Bemis. She married Charlie Bemis and lived 22 years in Warren, Idaho. Polly Bemis died at the Idaho County Hospital in Grangeville in 1933. Published 1981. Explicit Descriptions of Sex, Some Strong Language. 6 hours, 39 minutes. VDB 00720. Stump Ranch Pioneer. Author, Nell Davis Portray. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Betty Weber. Driven from their Colorado farm after a bitter struggle in the Dust Bowl conditions of the late 1930s, Nell Davis's family migrated to northern Idaho to begin again as stump farmers. Davis's journal and diaries that have been collected are a story that was meant for public consumption. Published 1990. 8 hours, 29 minutes. VDB 00754. Hate is My Neighbor. Author, Tom Alibrandi. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Carla Stern. In the 1980s, a community in northern Idaho unwittingly became home to the virulent white supremacist Aryan Nations group. After a number of threats against non-whites, Father Bill Wasmuth and other local civil rights leaders banded together to shine light on the hateful acts of this cult. Published 2001. For high school and adult readers, 7 hours and 4 minutes. VDB 00772. The Essential Lewis and Clark. Author, Meriwether Lewis. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Garrett Hallback. The journals of Meriwether Lewis and William Clark remain the single most important document in the history of American exploration. These tales of adventure are edited and annotated by American Book Award nominee Landon Jones. Published 2002. For high school and adult readers, 7 hours, 8 minutes. VDB 01085. Beyond the Call of Duty, the story of an American hero in Vietnam. Author, Bernard Fisher. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Art Latterell. Bernard Fisher's decision to risk himself in an attempt to rescue a fellow airman in the face of withering enemy fire during the Vietnam War made him just one of 16 members in Air Force history to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor. Published 2004. 8 hours, 13 minutes. VDB 01120. The Saints of God's Country. Author, Edward Craner. Adult Fiction. Read by Marion Stevens. A forest fire in 1910 serves as the backdrop for this novel, set in the logging town of St. Mary's, Idaho. Centered on a group of young adults making their way into the world, the book draws from the colorful lore of riverboat commerce, logging, and the formation of the railroads, with the drama of one of the most devastating natural disasters in recorded history. Published 2005. 7 hours. ICFL Volunteer Coordinator wins 2015 Excellence in Volunteer Management Award. Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, Volunteer Coordinator, Sheila Winther, was awarded the Southwest Idaho Directors of Volunteer Services, SWIDIVS, 2015 Excellence in Volunteer Management Award. This award recognizes volunteer administrators for their outstanding contributions to the profession and for their promotion of quality volunteer experiences in Idaho. Pam Bradshaw, Program Supervisor at the Commission, said, "The Commission volunteer infrastructure was created in 1989, and under Sheila Winther's leadership since 1991, it has grown and flourished. As of September 2015, the volunteer program has accumulated a total of 136,809 hours, a testament to her stewardship." Sheila responded, "This award really belongs to the whole agency. I could never do this job without the constant support of ICFL staff and volunteers. Volunteers enhance the Commission's many programs and services, helping get books into the hands of underserved children, send literacy materials to libraries, and produce and deliver audiobooks for Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, users. Sheila's leadership, patience, and persistence led Commission volunteers and staff to navigate TBS through a digital revolution by figuring out how to record books digitally, converting titles from analog to digital format, cassettes to cartridges, and certifying the Idaho TBS to submit audiobooks on BARD, which provides nationwide access to these resources. Sheila successfully manages 80 to 120 volunteers who donate thousands of hours each year. She treats volunteers with respect and matches them with tasks that draw on their skills and talents. She also shares her expertise with libraries and other organizations throughout Idaho and the nation through workshops and serving on various task forces and committees. Commission staff and volunteers congratulate Sheila on receiving this award and thank her for her outstanding service. NFB's Braille Readathon by Susan Ford. The National Federation for the Blind, NFB, has renamed their annual Braille reading activity to Braille Readathon. Any Idaho Braille reader able to read entire pages is welcome to participate in this fun activity. Participants complete a short questionnaire to identify their reading category. On January 4th, Lewis Braille's birthday, participants began counting the number of Braille pages read and will continue to do so through March 4th. Throughout the reading period, a list of Braille documents read is kept that includes the name of each document and the number of pages read in it. The entire document does not need to be read, just note the number of pages read from it. The list can be submitted to Susan Ford or Jenny Facer after March 4th, the ending date for this year's Braille Readathon. Monetary prizes will be presented for the various categories at the annual National Federation of the Blind of Idaho Conference Banquet in April. For more information, contact Susan Ford, JohnSusanFord, at earthlink.net, or Jenny Facer at jennie.facer@gmail.com. The Boise Braille Club, BBC, by Allison Stephen. The Boise Braille Club, BBC, is a new initiative that gives all Braille readers and aspiring Braille readers of any age the opportunity to come together to read and share books, poems, and even just words. The number of pages read each month are tracked to gain Braille belts, like in karate. Numerous methods are used to encourage one another to improve Braille skills and enjoy reading. When? Monthly on the third Thursday, February 18, 2016, March 17, 2016, etc. Where? Idaho Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Conference Room on second floor, 341 West Washington Street, Boise, Idaho, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend or just visit. contact Allison Stephen for more information at 208-761-6286 or pecans65@gmail.com. What Are You Reading? By Tammy Holly House, Reading Programs Coordinator. Tammy Holly House is Idaho Commission for Libraries' newest member of the Read to Me, Tweens and Teens, and Midlife Adults teams. She has over 17 years' experience as a children's librarian working with early literacy programs. The Evolution of Calpurnia Tate is a charming tale of a young girl growing up in the late 1800s in Central Texas. Calpurnia is 11 years old, the only girl in a family of six brothers. Her mother is determined to raise a proper young lady, but Calpurnia has other ideas. She has no interest in cooking, doing handiwork, or playing music. This is apparent as her biscuits are often burned and her stitches won't hold. She would rather spend time discovering nature. Her stern, cranky grandfather also lives with her large family. He doesn't speak to any of the children, but spends time in his study, reading, classifying local plants, and making scientific discoveries. While her brothers are afraid to talk to their grandfather, Calpurnia, ever curious, finds a way into his world of science. Together, they discover a new species of vetch and record many scientific discoveries. After he introduces her to a world of books, Calpurnia dreams of spending her life in a tower of books. While reading this book, it was easy to get taken away with life during this time. It was a time of self-sufficiency, where kids spent the day outside exploring the world. It is hard to imagine how difficult it must have been for a girl like Calpurnia living in a world where she just does not fit. You can feel her dismay when, for Christmas one year, she receives a book entitled The Science of Housewifery. Not exactly the kind of science that Calpurnia is interested in. Calpurnia's adventures are delightful and endearing. The ending of the book leaves the reader wondering just how she will get along in a rapidly changing world. Fortunately, Calpurnia reappears in a sequel, The Curious World of Calpurnia Tate. The Evolution of Calpurnia Tate, Juvenile Fiction, DB069280. The Curious World of Calpurnia Tate, Juvenile Fiction, DB082259. New Year's Resolution. It is never too late to make a resolution to return your books and magazines in a timely fashion. Remember, magazines have a 2-week checkout period and need to be returned promptly so that the other patrons waiting for them can also have a chance to read them. Your return of an issue is what notifies the system to send you the next issue. Delinquent overdue magazines can result in cancellation of your subscription to that magazine. Books have a 4-week checkout period and may be renewed once for an additional 2 weeks if you call the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, at 800-458-3271 and request it. However, try not to let books accumulate. Please return them when you are done reading them. A lot of time and resources are being used in the attempt to get overdue books returned. In addition, overdue books cause inconvenience and extra waiting time for the patrons who still want to read the material. End of Connections. Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Books Service News. Innovative Services and Community. Volume 7, Number 1, Winter 2016. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services.